What's in there? I point to a door at the back of the gym. The words VIP access only are printed in bold red letters. There's an electronic lock near the handle. A key card is required for entry.
Oh, that's the back room.
Rick shrugs.
It's for guys who are more serious about lifting. Amateur bodybuilders, mostly.
Huh, interesting. I follow him toward the dumbbell rack and set my bag down. So, what's the plan for today?
I want to try something new. Follow me.
He leads me down a hall toward the restrooms. He opens the men's room door and beckons me inside. Wait, what?
Come inside.
My brows furrow, but I do as he says. The place seems to be empty. It's just us, the urinals, and a bunch of empty stalls. Why are we here?
Needed some privacy. After yesterday, I started thinking.
He looks up and down my pudgy body while he speaks.
We should change our approach. If you're a queer, then we can modify the exercise regimen.
Dude, what the fuck? I step back and scowl. Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, not at all.
His eyes are wide and innocent.
I'm serious. You guys are a bit different. You aren't like straight men. You have unique needs.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, most straight guys go to the gym to get pussy. That's the big motivator. For a queer, though, you have the benefit of being turned on by muscles. If your personal trainer is down for it, he can use his body to motivate you.
He does a cocky bicep flex, causing that tight muscle to bulge again. The sight sends a burst of adrenaline into my bloodstream. Motivation?
Yeah. Check this out.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a glittering little tube. Fashioned with chrome bars, the cylinder is closed off at one end. On top, a tiny padlock is affixed. It's a weird sort of device. Is it supposed to be attached to the weightlifting equipment? What is it?
A chastity cage. It's built for boys like you.
Chastity? My nose crinkles.
Yeah, like you put your dick inside and it stops you from touching it.
What? Why would someone do that?
Think about it. If you're wearing this cage, you can't jack off. You'll come to the gym every day feeling horny. When you see my muscles, it'll give you a boost. You'll have so much adrenaline pumping through your veins that you'll be able to lift anything. This will allow us to push your body past its limit.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Come on, fatty.
He smacks my belly, causing it to jiggle.
I'm trying to help you here. If you use the cage, your body will transform. You'll become perfect.
I mean, I could use all the help I can get. I look down at my stomach. You won't tell anyone about this, right?
Don't worry. It can be just for us.
I look up into his eyes while my stomach flutters. Maybe I was wrong about Rick after all. Maybe he really is just looking out for me. He wants me to reach my full potential. All right, maybe we can try it. I glance away, my heart pounding.
Sick, bro. This is more common than you realize. Queers need to do things a bit differently, but there's nothing wrong with that.
I thought you didn't like guys like me. I thought you were disgusted.
What? No way!
Genuine surprise flashes across his face.
Homos are great. They're a bit weird and sometimes kind of gross, but they're useful. For as long as I can remember, they've been drawn to me. Like flies to honey, they can't stay away. It's kind of nice, honestly.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I've even had gay guys at school offer to pay for my bodybuilding supplements. You guys are great.
Wow. My mind reels, trying to process what he just said. Did he just describe gay guys as useful?
Come over here.
He grabs my arm and pulls me into one of the stalls, slamming it shut and flipping the lock.
Take your pants off. Let's get the cage on.
Okay. My shaky fingers slip into my gym shorts, pulling the elastic waistband low. My dick flops out. At least it's not hard this time. That's a relief.
Damn! Look at that!
Rick grips my dick between his thumb and forefinger.
It's so thin. Not very long either.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably below average. My cheeks turn red.
No worries. The cage will still work. Just relax for me, all right? This will feel a bit weird at first.
I hold my breath as he pulls on my dick, inserting the cockhead into the chastity cage. The metal is hot from being in his pocket. As it slides down my shaft, I can feel his body heat absorbing into my tender flesh. The bars are tight and rigid. It's a twisted, unnatural sensation that fills me with anxiety, but I remain motionless, frozen in place while he proceeds. Squishing my soft dick up against my abdomen, he takes a tiny glimmering key from his pocket and slides it into the padlock. It clicks, affixing the cage in place. He lets go. My eyes widen. There's a heavy downward pressure as the cage hangs off my body, but that's not the most frightening aspect. My cock, it's disappeared. My cage dick is hidden beneath my overweight belly. I can't see it. It's like I don't even have a dick anymore. Out of sight, out of mind. No. I can feel it. That tight, warm pressure is omnipresent. Even when my clothes are on, I'll still feel the cage. It's a mark left on my body by my personal trainer.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. It's tight.
That's good. We want a snug fit.
He reaches down and grabs his tank top, pulling it off his body.
Let's test it.
I stare stunned as his tan skin glows in the fluorescent lighting. His physique is hard and angular, each muscle toned to perfection. This is a body crafted through training with teammates on the football field. This is a physique refined through long hours in the gym pumping iron. A body like this, I'll never have it. I'm a marshmallow. He's a grilled, protein-rich steak.
Go ahead, buddy. Touch my abs. That's what your kind likes, right?
He grabs my wrist and pulls my palm onto his stomach. My skin makes contact with the smoldering flesh. It's like touching a freshly hardened volcanic rock, firm, smooth, and radiating heat. The sensation triggers something in my brain. My eyes glaze over. My pulse slows. I step closer. Without speaking, I glide my hand along the contours of his abs, tracing up to his pecs. Those hard nipples scrape against my fingertips, sending a shudder down my spine. But my cock, it feels weird. It's plumping up, but backed up blood flow is coalescing near the base. My heart is trying to force it into my cock, but there's nowhere for it to go. A raw, angry pain manifests. My dick aches, desperately begging me to remove the device. I'm touching a straight man's body. I'm admiring his flawless physique. My cock wants to get hard to this. It needs it. Rick, maybe you could take it off just for a bit. I look up into his eyes.
But we're just getting started. If you can't even handle this, then you'll never reach your full potential.
I guess you're right.
Don't worry. My job as your trainer is to keep you on the right path. I'm your key holder now. The male sex drive is a powerful thing. It can influence behavior. The man who holds the key to your chastity cage holds the key to your brain.
Rick, are you sure about this? People really do this to lose weight?
Shh, relax for me.
He lifts his arm, displaying his sweaty armpit.
And don't call me Rick anymore. Address me with some fucking respect.
He grabs the back of my head and pulls my face toward the wet nest of brown hair. It's matted with so much sweat that the long strands look black. He forces my nose into them while I flinch and squirm. I try to pull back, but he holds me in his iron grip. My lungs expand, gasping in shock. His pit stench wafts into my body. Aggressive and sour, the smell causes me to gag. He smears my face around like I'm a stick of deodorant, bathing me in sweat. It's a perverse baptism, a way to mark me. But I allow it. Something about this smell, it makes it difficult to think clearly. The bathroom seems to spin while I huff more of the acrid musk. With each breath, my caged cock grows more painful. It's responding to his scent. My body wants to get hard, but my brain knows it's impossible. There's a physical and mental disconnect here. It's agonizing. Why is he doing this to me?
You thought I was disgusted by queers, Skylar? Hardly. Your kind are precious. Don't get me wrong. Most of you are nasty fuckers. When trained properly, though, you can be trusty companions. Like a dog or a horse, you're fiercely loyal.
Urgh. A dazed gurgle leaves my mouth.
I realized at an early age the power I have over you perverts, making you do my homework, making you wash my car, making you pay for my gym membership. The possibilities are endless. Hell, a few years back, one of my old coaches got on his knees for me. Can you believe that?
Urgh.
Other straight guys have always looked to me for leadership. Women have looked to me for protection. Queers, though, they needed something much deeper. They looked to me for purpose.
Porpoise? I mumble while huffing his pit fumes.
Yeah. One of my old teachers explained it to me. We're no different than animals. Everyone has an innate place in the tribe. Boys like you are at the bottom. You're drawn to the men who breed. You can feel it in your bones. The men you've always admired, they've always been straight.
I struggle to focus on his words, but he's right. Growing up, I was pushed around and bullied by jocks like him. As I aged, I grew resentful, but there was always an attraction beneath the surface. Please teach me, sir. He just laughs and pushes, sending me tumbling to the piss-stained floor.
One whiff of the pits, and you queers lose your fucking minds.
A sadistic grin spreads across his face.
Don't take it too seriously, though, Skylar. That was just to test the chastity cage, remember?
Oh, yeah. I give an awkward laugh.
Now come on, let's go lift. Get your clothes on.